Welcome to your daily devotional for November 29th, A True Witness. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 25, which reads, "A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies." John chapter 8 verses 42 through 47 reads this way, "Jesus said to them, 'If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God.'" The ultimate true witness is Jesus Christ, God himself. The ultimate deceitful witness is the devil. The source of what is spoken is one of the two. A true witness delivers souls. Our Lord has literally done that by his atoning sacrifice at the cross. God's true servants who act in obedience to the Great Commission are used by him to preach the life-giving, soul-delivering gospel to others. But a deceitful witness speaks lies. This makes me think right away of those who blasphemously call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses. But they speak lies, denying the deity of Jesus Christ, the divinity of God the Holy Spirit, and many other true doctrines of God found in his word. Does your life testify that you are a true witness or a deceitful witness? Do you live to some degree a double life, professing one thing and practicing another? It's much better policy to be truthful at all times, and a whole lot easier. Those who lie and practice deceit always have to remember the last lie they told in order to keep up the charade. Do you tell convenient lies just to avoid trouble or conflict? Beware of that policy, because it always comes back around to be worse than if your witness was true from the onset. Christian friend, be a true witness in all things, serving God by standing for his truth, and in all things, day to day.